Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. If you're ever feeling bad about yourself, wondering, hey, am I not that smart? Can I not make good decisions? Well, don't forget.
Then you tune into our show and you realize, yeah, I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay. Right. Well, you know, last year was the year of the Tide Pod Challenge, where we just had stupid people doing stupid things.
Still haven't tried Tide Pods yet.
Well, when you jump out of a moving car, give it a shot.
Okay. Yeah, just crush one of those. I'll pop it and then run.
Yeah, this year it looks like, and again, two brands. I got to say, you know, Tide, even though the Tide Pod Challenge is a horrific thing, because Tide's like, do not eat these, just use these when doing your clothes. But still, it brought a lot of attention to Tide Pods.
True.
And now this one here, another brand, Netflix, they're very happy because their movie Bird Box is getting talked about because people are doing the Bird Box Challenge. And the essence of Bird Box, of course, is a movie where people have to run around blindfolded because if they happen to see these horrible creatures, they will then want to take their own lives. So like A Quiet Place, where you had to be quiet, in Bird Box Challenge, you can't see anything.
Right, so you have to get through in life while you have a blindfold on.
Yeah, so
weird.
This one 17-year-old girl in Utah decided, as the internet was all doing their own versions of the Bird Box Challenge, you know, trying to navigate the houses and, you know, do stuff. I mean, relatively innocuous things, though you still could get hurt. We wondered. You know, we wondered, like, what kind of moron would do something over the line with the Bird Box Challenge? And this 17-year-old Utah girl did just that. She tried to drive with a blindfold on.
I called it. You remember? When we originally talked about the Bird Box Challenge, I said, watch, there's going to be an idiot out there that's going to try this. And the only reason why I think that's the case is because back when we had the big solar eclipse or the lunar eclipse, whichever one it was, and you had to wear those special glasses in order to be able to look at the sun. And idiots were driving during that moment with those glasses on, even though it was like wearing the most insanely tinted glass. It was basically driving blindfolded.
I'm glad I didn't bet you, Steve, because I thought, no, Steve can't be right. There's no one's going to do this.
And I truly deep down didn't think someone would be that stupid. But I was like, you know, maybe somebody will be in a parking lot and they'll just quickly get a video of them driving with a blindfold on. I'm like, Bird Box Challenge, haha.
So she tried it on the freeway.
On the freeway.
Had her beanie covering her eyes.
Dumbass.
And she wound up driving into oncoming traffic, hit another car, a pole, and a sound wall. Honestly, I mean, you're 17 years old. You can't be that stupid, and you are. But yeah,
is she okay?
Amazingly, nobody was hurt.
Oh, man, I'm looking at the picture of the car.
Yeah, amazingly, nobody was hurt.
What a moron.
I know. I just, again, how can you be this stupid? Ugh. Or selfish, or whatever you want to learn. I mean, I mean, gosh, thank God nobody was hurt, really.
So she must have had people in the car. There was a 16-year-old passenger in the car with her.
That's even worse.
Well, you got to get the good picture for the social media. Because you can't do it by yourself. And when you have a blindfold on, the real challenge wouldn't be driving blindfold. It'd be taking a selfie while blindfolded.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, at least she was responsible in that way. Wow.
What a moron.
They're going to give her a reckless driving charge. I'm not the one for giving the death penalty kind of things out there. And what I mean by that is, you know, some people say never again. I call that a death penalty. Like, you know, no, you should never work here again. You should never do this again. And you basically give somebody a death penalty to some aspect of their life. I don't think that should happen. But when it comes to driving, part of me wants to give her the death penalty of driving. Like, you just never drive again.
I think you should at least have to wait till you're 21 to drive again. And I think that she, not her insurance or her parents' insurance, should pay for all the damages.
I love that plan.
Figure out a way.
I love that plan.
I mean, probably the parents have to pay, but you know what I mean? Like, pay for the damages that were done to the divider or whatever it is that she hit, and obviously pay for all the damages done to the car that you hit.
Yeah.
You know, at least then you could understand the seriousness of what you did. You know, luckily you didn't hurt anybody, but you should actually get a major pain in your pocket for that.
Wow. Yeah, I like that plan.
I'm with this texter. Says, I've seen the Bird Box movie. I haven't seen it, but this person says, it's an okay movie. I just don't understand why it's inspiring people to do all these stupid things blindfolded. Stupid people do stupid things.
Look, the novel part of the movie is like, well, how would you have to navigate? Like, wow, you can't ever see again. And so now everybody's basically like, you know, a blind person. And I know I've thought about that in my life as I get older. It's like, would I be able to navigate not being able to see? Because that could happen. I've seen it happen to my relatives.
Yeah.
So I think there is this, for me, there is this morbid curiosity. How would life be for me? So this movie seems to have just jump-started that sort of thing in people going, well, let me see how I'd navigate.
Well, and in the movie, too, there's a scene where they have to go, they have to drive to the grocery store, and they have to black out all of the windows because they can't see the monster because then they'll kill themselves. So that's a whole scene in the movie where it's like they black out all the windows and then they go just by GPS to the store driving.
Oh, so they really were driving and not seeing anything.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, then the movie did inspire that. Yay, movie.
Yay, movie. Oh, it's not fair to movie. I mean, they do something in the movie, and some idiot decides to do it.
I agree.
It sucks that people are like, oh, because of this movie. Yeah. No, that person's stupid. They would have done something stupid. They probably didn't do the Tide Pods, but they would have. You know, seems like the same type of person that would do that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's been going on for such a long time in human history where people have witnessed something that's supposed to be fake. Don't try this at home. And you have to, every commercial now, everything you see, there's always some writing under there that says, don't attempt. And, you know, and you go, really? You got to tell somebody not to attempt this because, oh, yeah, you're right.
I think that all the time. Whenever I see a ridiculous warning sign, either on television or at some kind of place, all I think is somebody did it to inspire them to have to. Like, I remember being at a hotel and it says, please don't defecate in the pool. And I'm thinking, do we need a sign for that?
Yeah, we do.
And another one, I said, like, if you're battling diarrhea, do not go in this pool for a couple of days. And again, I was like, do we need a sign for that?
Well, I blame Caddyshack for that.
Right. Yeah. Then you think, well, they didn't just make that sign out of the blue. I don't think anyone's doing a preemptive strike against pooping in a pool. I think somebody just pooped in the pool and they had to say, somebody make a sign and put it up next to the pool.
Put it up there.
Yeah.
Don't poop in the pool.
Right.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting since, of course, you know, we're in the land of Squatch. There's been a wave of Bigfoot sightings reported in a town called Moxville in central North Carolina. Turns out, because, you know, really, are we still thinking we're seeing Bigfoot? Turns out the people weren't totally wrong, because they were seeing an 8-foot Bigfoot statue.
Oh, boy.
Complete with glowing red eyes. And the county had to put out a Facebook post on Friday to clear things up and to get people to stop calling 911 about Bigfoot.
I'm looking at the statue. If you thought that was real, you are high. And I'm pretty convinced that people go Bigfoot hunting. You know, a lot of people do that here in the Northwest. I think it's just a way for them to go into the woods and get really stoned and hang out with their friends. They're not really looking for anything. They're just having a good time, which I think is awesome. And they're calling it Bigfoot hunting.
Okay, now this shows me the kind of guy you are.
Yeah.
Here's the kind of guy I am. If I see something huge in the distance with red glowing eyes, I'm not going to get close enough to see that it's fake. I'm going in the other direction. I'm not saying I think it's Bigfoot,
right,
but there are creatures out there, and I know I've been out at night, and I've seen glowing eyes because sometimes the moon will reflect off an animal's eyes.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get attacked by a wolf. I thought, I'm dead. This wolf is right here. Luckily, it's just a dog. So I won't get close enough. Are you the kind of person that you will go towards the thing you don't know what the hell it is? Because I will run from the thing I don't know what the hell it is.
I'd probably like tiptoe it a little bit and kind of go from the side just to see how close I could get.
Because, yeah, when you get right up to it, yeah, this is obviously a statue.
It's a wood carving.
Yeah, it's, yeah. It's,
have you seen this, Vicky?
Yeah. It's obvious.
I do like they made the eyes red. That way when you take the picture, it already has red eyes.
Yeah. But again, if it's glowing eyes in the woods somewhere and I'm way far away, I will continue to stay way far away.
But if you're Bigfoot hunting, do you have a net? Do you have a bow? Wouldn't you try to catch it?
Yeah, you're a terrible Bigfoot hunter. If you go out there and you see Bigfoot and you run off.
Well, I don't think it's just Bigfoot hunters. I think it's just randos that just saw something and thought, this might be Bigfoot. But you're right. I mean, the hunters should have been able. I'm sure I think the hunters verified that it was a statue. This is what I think. I think somebody did go up and go, dude, it's just a statue. Come on.
I just love some people are just, I'm looking at the Facebook page.
Yep.
And some people are just like, this isn't funny at all. And they're trying to scare people. It's like, oh my gosh. And did you hear the one woman talking about seeing Bigfoot?
Oh, no.
She's pretty awesome.
I've always thought that there was something in them woods. I thought, oh my gosh. I mean, people were just saying, no, no. I said, well, come over here and look. Kind of wild looking.
Exactly what I thought she would sound like.
Now, this is a thing that doesn't move. See, even if I saw something, I'd be standing there for a little bit. I would notice it didn't move. So I don't know how it's really scaring people. I mean, I because it's not moving. Now, if it was one of those moving things, like you see, like, you know, during Halloween where people put them out in their yard and they'll get the skeleton guy moving and you walk up to the door and he goes, bah, bah, you know, like, yeah, then I could see people getting scared.
There must be a lot of people taking nature walks on shrooms, and that's why it was quote unquote moving.
Oh, Steve. Now that's what you got to do.
Yes.
You got to go there and see Bigfoot on shrooms.
And not let my friends know about it.
Yeah. Yes.
And how about the Bigfoot apparently goes to the gym. He must have, Anytime Fitness or...
He's swole.
He's got a six-pack.
Yeah.
Actually, he's got an eight-pack.
What's he carrying? Is that a stick?
That's just, that's a personal thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I totally...
He's Buffalo Bill in it.
Yes, he does.
Or he's Ken Doll.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's sad.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry, Vicky. Sorry, Bigfoot disappointed you. Wow. That's actually disturbing. What happens when someone goes on social media to complain about people taking screenshots of her picture on Snapchat? I'll tell you what. Another edition of Facebook Drama. You're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Now, it's time for Facebook Drama.
And Facebook Drama is brought to us by our friends over at the Snoqualmie Casino,
Oh, yeah.
Head on over there and get some...
Crab legs!
Delicious crab legs.
It's such an awesome buffet.
Joe could gamble a bunch of money while we eat a bunch of food.
Yeah, and Joe will pay for it because he knows how to get the cash. We'll be able to get some nice buffet.
And Facebook Drama is our opportunity to point out the idiots that are on Facebook. This is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it. And, of course, we're going to act it out. This time around, BJ, you'll be playing the role of the original poster. You will be Carrie.
Oh, nice.
Rev, you'll play the role of Bob.
Sweet.
Vicky, you are Casey on this thread.
Woo.
And I will be Sonia. So, once again, Carrie's the original poster. So, BJ, please take it away.
Public service announcement. Please do not screenshot my snaps or any of my pictures for that matter. There is no reason that you should be saving my pictures on your phone. Thank you. Kisses.
I'm not sure who you are and why you friend requested me, but since you're on my timeline, here's some advice. After looking at your pics, all of them have your boobs nearly out of your shirt. So that might be the reason people are taking screenshots. Hashtag when asking for attention goes wrong.
Shut the F up, Bob. Don't comment on your stuff. You're the effing creep.
Oh, I love you, Casey. Kisses.
Hey, I'm not the one posting pictures of my goods hanging out and then complaining about the unwanted attention. Am I honest and direct? Yup. Am I an a-hole? Maybe. But creep? No.
She does have some big honkers, though, in every picture.
But don't look at them, because that would be disrespectful.
And she has stripper blonde hair.
Just so you know, my hair is completely natural, so no, bitch, I'm not a stripper blonde. I'm Carrie Blonde, thank you very much. Why don't you worry about fixing your huge-ass nose that takes up your entire face rather than coming out of your lane to talk ass about a female you don't know?
Is Carrie Blonde an actual hair color? Asking for a friend, LOL.
I bet you are just bitter, Bob, that you don't look as good as me when you are cross-dressing in your wife's clothes.
LOL, is that true?
I don't even know her. Knows it's not true. I'm logging off.
Yay, I win.
And I think we all lost from that Facebook thread.
Yeah, we did.
I wonder how many people actually end threads by going, yay, I win, out loud after they posted it.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
Carrie Blonde.
Yeah.
Not Stripper Blonde, it's Carrie Blonde.
That is funny. Oh, that is so funny. I'd like to see some of these pictures because, yeah.
Science and research?
Yeah, look, when you post, if you're a being and you know there are other beings that will be attracted to certain kinds of pictures and then you post those certain kind of pictures up, what do you expect?
I guess you don't expect someone to screenshot it. I think that's like the, it's a weird set of rules, I think, on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Because people know that you screenshot it. Like on Facebook, if you like someone's picture and you really wanted to keep it for whatever bank that is that you keep things for, you can just save it and they'll never know. But on Snapchat, if you see something you're digging and you hit that, like I one time accidentally, like, I was screenshotting it so we could like read a message on the air. It had nothing to do with a picture. But I even felt kind of creepy. I'm like, oh, because it shows you just screenshotted this chat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, gosh, that feels creepy.
That's why you got to be like me. You go get your iPad and screenshot it that way.
So take a picture of your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I've done that before.
Have you really?
Yeah. But it's usually...
What was it? Oh.
It was some creepy guy that, like, wanted to give me money to be, you know, his hooker, basically.
Oh.
And you...
You get all the fun direct messages.
Gosh, so you didn't, right? You didn't want her to know that you were actually interested by screenshotting it.
Right.
But you did thought, well, maybe.
Because I sent it to... I wanted to send it to my roommate at the time. I'm like, dude, check out this message.
Makes sense, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's just like the Josh Wolf bit. Every time you send your junk to a woman, you know what? All she does is turn around and show it to all of her friends.
I have like three or four girls that like to see these pictures.
Mm. Yeah. Vicky's Junk Club.
Yeah, actually, yes.
Are they ever to brag or are they always to make fun of?
Usually to make fun of.
Okay.
Unless it's like really ridiculously impressive, because I've had girlfriends send me pictures. One guy, he put a Febreze can next to it to compare. The Febreze can was smaller.
What?
Yeah.
Was it one of those travel size Febreze cans?
Yeah, that's what I use, the travel size.
That'd be a good way to kind of make it look like you're a certain way. Just get like the mini size one.
Yeah.
Like, check it out.
That's a good idea.
Just get like a little bottle of like Bacardi or something. It's like, hell yeah, this is the full size bottle.
Look at this monstrosity.
That's right.
Oh God.
Damn.
That's funny.
See, it's just like life isn't fair. There's some guy running around Febreze boy, and then there's me. I'm not digging it. Also, Kylie Jenner got some bad news, Steve.
Uh-oh.
I know you're a big fan.
Which one? She's one of the ones, right?
Yeah, I believe she is one of the Jenners.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say she's one of those Kardashians, obviously she's not a Kardashian.
Yeah, she is the next wave.
Right.
The next wave of how the hell are you making so much money? I don't know exactly what you do. Though, I mean, arguably, I guess, you know, she's been modeling, and I guess they say she does well.
She's hot.
Yeah.
That's about all I know is that she's hot.
Yeah, so she can model, and then, of course, she's got the family empire. And
she's got a cosmetics company, apparently, and has 123 million followers on Instagram.
Okay, so she's a ridiculous...
123? Yeah.
So she's a ridiculous influencer, there's no doubt about it.
Wow.
But she had this award, dude. She had a status, which was she had the most liked post on Instagram, which is, you know, that's saying something.
I'm looking at that picture. It's the picture of her after she had a kid and the kid's squeezing her thumb.
And that was liked a skillion times.
Over 18.3 million as of right now.
But somebody
This was published back on February 6th of 2018.
She did keep her pregnancy a secret until she gave birth.
I know. I was shocked.
I know you were.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't wait to hear the news.
Yeah.
Well, someone has broken the record. And this is why I can't understand Instagram or any social network. Like, what makes something happen? Our Sunchips video, I don't know why that's got over 7 million.
Over 8 million.
Oh, now over 8 million?
It's so stupid.
I don't know why. I guess I could kind of understand that Kylie Jenner picture because, look, a lot of people like cute little baby pictures.
And she has 123 million people that follow her. So obviously they're going to be pumped when they see something as big of a deal as having a child.
Well, the picture that now beats hers has over 27 million likes.
Actually, so, now it's over 30 million.
Okay, so it's going to be, it's getting close. It's soon double what Kylie Jenner has. And we thought that having 18.2 or whatever, we thought that was insane. But the picture is just of a plain brown egg. That's it.
Yeah.
It's an egg.
Yeah.
And it's got 27 million likes. I don't get it. Somebody help an old man.
Well, I was confused by this yesterday because I get a message from, you know, I have that group chat I talk about sometimes, my buddy Munson and my buddy J-Mac, a couple of my hockey buddies. And Munson just sends us a post that just says the Instagram egg is at 21 million. And both Jay and I are like, I don't know what you're talking about. What does that mean? And so then he sent us the screenshot. And then I looked it up and I was just like last night thinking, what? How'd that even spread? It's insane. It's got over 30 million. And the Kylie Jenner picture got 18 million likes, and it's taken her about a year, just under a year, right? 11 months and some change.
How long is this egg?
This went up on January 4th, 10 days ago.
Come on.
I'm not kidding.
So
how does it spread like that? It's insane that something can spread that virally. It's impressive.
It's got to be a tribal thing, right? It has to be us humans just somehow, some way wanting to do something. Has to be.
The right person catches wind of it, and then they tag all their friends. That's kind of how our stupid sunships video is blown up. This has 1.2 million comments on this picture of an egg, and I'd imagine most of those comments are just somebody tagging their friend, who then tags more friends, and then they continue to like it. So that's, it's really the ultimate story of something growing organically.
And it's called the world, you know, world record egg. It's world underscore record underscore egg.
That's the Instagram page, which now has 3 million followers. And it's the only post it has is that one picture of an egg.
And this egg asked, hey, let's set a world record together and get the most like posts on Instagram, beating the current world record held by Kylie Jenner, 18 million. We got this. And somehow, because it's an egg saying it, it caught fire with a lot of people. Maybe they thought it was cute. Then there's that whole tribal mentality. Yeah, let's all do this together. I mean, in a way, I guess it's unifying when you're getting everybody trying to do all the same thing, and then you're all unified by the egg. Even your hockey buddies are talking about the egg.
I had no idea about this until, and then now it's like, I think it's hilarious that something like this has blown up the way it has. But we were even talking, like, Jay asked, it's just like, how are they making money from this? And I don't think you make money from the number of likes that you get on Instagram. The only thing is maybe they'll make money from making merchandise, or possibly now that they got 3.2 million followers, they can quote unquote advertise on their Instagram and make money that way.
Yeah, I guess. And am I going to buy an egg shirt? Am I really going to do that? Unless maybe
you're going to buy an egg shirt.
I mean, I don't understand it. Yeah,
you don't have to follow every trend. It's just a singular post, just an excellent post that is great.
Oh God.
I was now waiting this entire time to throw that one down.
That did one anybody, fried my brain.
Did anybody in this room do the, did you like the egg?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
wow.
You got really excited about that.
Oh, hell yeah, BJ.
Wow. I totally did.
BJ, you did too.
No,
yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I like it.
Nope.
Do not follow things without my permission. I don't want to be part of the egg idiots.
You're not following him. You just like the picture.
Don't let me like it either. Unlike
you
it.
You liked it. No, you can't unlike it now.
I hate you so much, Vicky. I don't want to be part of the egg morons. I really don't.
I'm making KISW like it too.
I got Lulu, the warrior princess, needs to like it. Let me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn it. Carl and Frank need to as well.
See, I'm done. I just don't.
KISW already liked it before me.
That was me. Thank you.
Funny, man. It's stupid. It's like, why not do something stupid as opposed to getting worked up over everything on the internet? Here's something that actually we could all agree on. An egg picture is way cooler than any Kardashian Jenner person.
I do like the fact that it is unifying. I'll give you that. I can't argue with people doing something that doesn't actually cause diversity, you know, doesn't cause, not diversity, but doesn't...
Divisiveness.
Thank you.
Also, he says the rallying cry went out on many Reddit subs to beat the record last week. So obviously Reddit had a lot to do with this, which I'm not surprised. And somebody says now there's a potato trying to beat the egg.
Well, I'll tell you who the real winner is.
Where's the potato? How do we find a potato?
It sounds like a half-baked idea.
Oh. Quit yolking around, as one texter said.
I don't know if I want to live anymore.
Where's the potato on Instagram? How do we find that one?
Why are we even asking? Why? Right, now you want the potato to beat the egg? You're gonna go against your egg people?
Yeah!
What kind of a guy? You have no loyalty.
I don't.
I mean, now that I've liked the egg, I gotta be all egg.
Oh, so now you're just team egg? You don't think about it?
Vicky, don't make me team potato. I'm team egg.
Potato gang, and it's a video.
Huh. Oh.
It's world underscore record underscore potato underscore video.
Okay, no, we don't need to go.
I've already given up.
That's over.
Me too.
Yeah. Because you know what? You don't have to watch anything. You just basically thumbs up the egg. That's it. Yep. You see it, you're done.
This one person said, it's pretty excellent.
Nice. I think it's pretty excruciating, if you ask me.
One person, 30 million people clearly hate Kylie Jenner.
You know something?
That's what it is.
There's a little bit of that, but how about the power of Reddit? I mean, my God, that's really the big headline of this story.
Yeah, I was just trying to think, though, how it started. How did it get its first push? And Reddit makes sense.
Well, it comes out of the chicken.
Well played.
Boom, there you go. There it is. You go. I think one of the farms. We got a lot of farms around here. I'm sure somebody can tell you.
Takes a hard push for that.
How about the Foster Farms people? I think they can probably tell you what that's all.
So he says, guys, just stop. I've heard this story a dozen times. Da-dum-ts. They actually wrote dum-dum-ts.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, I mean, look, if we're going to end this, I want to make it be over easy. Can we do that?
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's already scrambling my brain, so I'll just say, hey! Yeah.
30.3 million people.
That's right. You're one of them, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
I was also, by the way, it's against my will. I feel like I was violated that people voted against my will. Okay, great. What am I talking to you for? That's right. That's your second job violating people.
People can like mentally deal with the amount of comments and notifications that they're getting. Like whoever runs this page, I mean, you just kind of like I think about that damn Sunships video, and anytime I check my notifications on my Facebook page for my work one, the I'm Steve Miggs one, it's just all about the damn Sunships. So I can't tell if anything else is being I'm being notified about because all it is people commenting on this damn Sunships video.
Well, fortunately,
I'm getting sick of it.
Fortunately for them, it's the only post, so you know exactly what it's for.
Right. Anytime I see this guy commented on your video, I'm like, I'm sure it's about the Sunships, and it is every time.
I know when the Twitter stuff, when somebody goes viral, they'll just mute their own tweets so they don't hear stuff about that. I don't know if you can do that for Instagram. Can you block yourself?
I'm about to.
Yeah. Maybe they're just a bunch of eggheads.
Yeah.
Oh.
You tried.
That means they're smart, Danny.
I know. They're smart.
Like I said, he tried.
Dude, he was excited. Don't shoot it down.
Come on, man. Come on, BJ.
I almost said the F word on the radio. Cut him some slack.
Wow, man.
I got so excited about this egg picture, I almost used the F word.
Yeah, you
so
did.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, all if right. you want to see how crazy it is on Instagram, if you have this guy has 8 million followers and he added the whole like notifications on, and it's just like a flood immediately throughout the entire world of like
he's showing his phone is nonstop notifications. His home screen, it looks like it's a stock market thing.
Well, Rev, remember we had when we had Rachel Barley, who's you know, bikini barista, just on, you know, very fun Instagram and Snapchat follow as well, but like she came on the Mixcast once and we were just talking about what is your social media like as far as your messages. She's like, look at my phone. Like I was like, oh, you're just getting a nonstop barrage of D-pics. And when she handed me her phone, she has her notifications still on. It was nonstop like that on Instagram. Just constantly. You couldn't do anything without a notification going off. I'm like, turn these notifications off. This is sucking the life out of your battery.
That's insane.
And your soul.
Yeah, and your soul.
Wow.
I'll never know what that's like.
Nope.
I'll never know what that's like.
No. Somebody says this is a great A story, and I think we can end it on that.
Very nice.
Next one. This show should be extinct.
Wow. Okay. On Friday, Steve did get this one wrong.
Who wrote the book, A Brief History of Time in 1988?
L. Ron Hubbard.
No.
Al Gore.
No.
I tried it. Walter Mondale.
No.
Walter Mondale, really, he should have been the guy, but actually... The correct answer is Stephen Hawking. You want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.